Track 11. This month, we explore the quintessential market town on the Norfolk-Suffolk border, which is brimming with beautiful architecture and packed with character.
Dismere. The name Dis comes from the six-acre body of water known as the Mere at its heart. It is one of the deepest natural inland lakes in the country, and Dick or Disc is the Saxon word for ditch of standing water. There has been much speculation about its origins over the centuries, including that it was a flooded natural volcano crater. However, there are no records of volcanic activity in Norfolk, and the UK has not had active volcanoes for around 55 million years. Another tale claims that it was created by a meteor which fell from the sky before burning away and leaving a hole which was filled with rainwater. But the most likely explanation is that it is a natural basin caused by the collapse of the chalk bedrock at the end of the Ice Age. During the 19th century, the Mere would freeze during the harsh winters, and residents would wear fancy dress and carry Chinese lanterns as they walked on the ice. In 1827, a cricket match was famously played on the frozen surface. Disc Cornhall was one of the last corn markets trading in the country. The last sale was held in 1998. Now, the Grade 2 listed building is the town's cultural heart with a packed programme of theatre, live music, stand-up, film and much more. Highlights of the Spring-Summer 2025 programme include comedians Ivo Graham, Angela Barnes, Esther Manito and Peter Flanagan on Friday, 11th of April, John Osborne's spoken word show Norwich, A Love Story on Saturday, April 26, and Mark Watson and Friends on Saturday, July 26. Bressingham Steam and Gardens. Bressingham Steam and Gardens is a legacy of former owner Alan Bloom's two passions, railways and horticulture. He bought Bressingham Hall and its land in the late 1940s, and it began as his personal collection of steam engines. There are currently four railway lines, the Galloper's Merry-Go-Round, and a recreation of Walmerton-on-Sea, the fictional home of the beloved sitcom Dad's Army, which was filmed in the area. Perhaps the best known of the gardens is Foggy Bottom, a garden of heathers, conifers and ornamental grasses, which was created by Alan's son, Adrian. Banham Zoo. For animal antics, you can't beat a day out at Banham Zoo. It's home to more than 2,000 residents, including Amur tigers, giraffes, zebras, meerkats, snow leopards, lemurs, birds of prey, snakes and more. Antiquing. If you love antiquing, Dis is a treasure trove. In Marketplace, you'll find the long-established Dis Antiques T.W. Gays. Holds its weekly antiques and interiors auction sale every Friday from 10 a.m. Auction Rooms director Elizabeth Talbot is a familiar face thanks to her appearances on TV shows such as Bargain Hunt. Food and drink. South Norfolk is a delicious destination for foodies, and there's lots on the menu in and around Dis to tempt you. For handmade pizza and locally sourced craft beer, head to On the Hill in Market Hill, which is open Thursdays to Saturdays. Tucked away in a glass-covered courtyard in Norfolk House Yard, the surrounding of Amandine's Cafe restaurant, open Wednesdays to Saturdays, are just as gorgeous as its inventive vegetarian and vegan food. Worth a trip out of town is the restaurant at Goody's Food Hall, famed for its farmer's breakfast and its Sunday lunches, where local produce is the star. Dis Museum. Dis Museum celebrates its 50th anniversary later this year. The Community Museum, which was founded thanks to a legacy left by town resident George Moss, showcases the town's rich history. One of the most loved exhibitions is the museum's mid-Victorian doll's house. The 100th Bomb Group Memorial Museum, the Apple TV plus drama Masters of the Air, produced by Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks, tells the story of the 100th Bomb Group that flew B-17s out of Thorpe Abbott's airfield during the Second World War, and stars Austin Butler, Callum Turner, Barry Keoghan and Nikuti Gatwa. The group of American airmen became known as the Bloody Hundreds, having suffered tragic heavy losses during bombing raids over Europe between 1943 and 1945. Run by a dedicated band of volunteers, the museum is open at weekends from March to October and on Wednesdays from May to September. Shopping. Dis is packed with delightful independent stores, from gift shops and boutiques to delicatessens. Many of them are nestled in the historic yards, Cobb's Yard, Norfolk House Yard and Hales Yard. Abundant wildlife. Located just a short drive from Dis, tranquil Redgreave and Lopham Fen is the largest valley fen in England and one of the most important wetlands in Europe. Visitors to the site managed by Suffolk Wildlife Trust can also explore woodland and heath. It is home to more than 270 plant species, has abundant bird life, and is one of the few places in Britain where you can see the fen raft spider with its distinctive cream or white stripes. Also managed by Suffolk Wildlife Trust, the beautiful wilderness of Roydon Fen also has plenty to delight nature lovers. And on the outskirts of town, since 2016, River Waveney Trust volunteers have been turning Friends Beck back into a wildlife haven.